Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're glad you're here. We're glad that Robert Brands is here. Robert is a new friend, but he's a friend of a friend. He's a friend of Jeff Zabar, and so, as you know, any friend of Jeff Zabar's is a friend of ours. Robert is the president and the founder of Brands & Company, which is an organization that helps companies like yours and mine do what we're going to be talking about today, innovate. And he's the author of the new book, Robert's Rules of Innovation, a 10-step program for corporate survival. Robert Brands, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Great.
I'm very interested in your choice of words on the title of your book. A 10-step program. Now, I know sometimes publishing companies have more to do with the title than you do, but you or they or both of you chose to use a 10-step program for corporate survival rather than for corporate success. Can you tell me why that word was chosen, survival over success?
Yeah, no, that's a great question to start, Jim, because innovation is all about survival. And if you don't innovate, your company ultimately will perish or die. And if you imagine a product life cycle, you know how you curve up and growth and go to mature, ultimately your product, doesn't matter, your product or service will mature. And if you don't reinvent yourself, you're going to die or perish. So it's just essential.
Well, that's a good answer. And the thing that I think about is innovation, and I think the thing that we need to get across to folks today is you have to innovate. You must innovate, as you point out in the book, regardless of what industry you're in, regardless of whether you're one person at your kitchen table or you got 100 employees on the way to an IPO, you must innovate. But just innovating isn't the last step. That's the first step. You've got to do something with those innovations, and that's where the success comes from, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's so essential, and it's not just a way out of the recession. I mean, if people think, oh, well, do some ideation now, create some new things, and that'll be the way out, that's really the wrong argument.
What do you think, Robert, what do you think prevents people from innovating? You think it's laziness? You think it's complacency? You think it's denial? You think it's fear of failure? What do you think is at the essence of why people aren't innovative?
I think the main crux of it is that we're so busy doing our daily stuff, that we're so focused on answering the phone and just doing what we're doing every day, that we're not thinking about the long term and the growth and where is my next growth cycle coming from. And that's really what I want to try and encourage all the entrepreneurs to do. How can I do things different and better so that I make more money or have to really set up the growth for the future? And the key there is to really think about it really, really broad. You know, I mean, people think about innovation typically about a single product or service, but it's so broad. It's even in how you go about servicing your customers or how you set up your company. And so there's really 10 types of innovation that I really advocate that goes from process to offering to delivery to finance, a very, very broad approach. Now, the key thing, if you think about process and you think, so what would that mean or how do I do that? Well, if you're a provider of a small product that can be sub-assembled before you provide it or deliver it, or if you look at basically in how you approach kind of people that you hire, look at Starbucks. They really were about it very smart, hiring intelligent people behind the counter and that can help the customers better. So it's very broad innovation approach.
Right, absolutely. One of the things that I want to come back to this idea of the essence, though, of innovation. When I'm concerned, you said a minute ago about people being so close to the what I'm going to call the execution, mm-hmm. and so close. You know, they're so busy making a living, so busy doing what they're doing that they don't think about the future. This is where I think a lot of small business owners need help, and that is getting themselves outside of their four walls, somehow getting their minds up to 30,000 feet and focusing on where they're going. Innovation can leverage off of what you're doing in the trenches. But where you're going, you've got to be able to combine that with being able to see where you're going. And that takes getting your mind outside your four walls and seeing about and checking on the influences around you, the marketplace, the industry, your competitors, what your customers want, all those things, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it isn't. And I think the smaller entrepreneurs are very much afraid of this corporate approach. But for the larger companies or the more structured companies, it's all about vision, mission, strategy. What do I want to be when I grow up? But when you're a smaller company, you need to try and pull yourself out of your normal daily engagement and really take some time to think about that. Okay, where can I take this thing? What can I combine? How can I deliver or increase my customer experience? And sometimes it is as simple as walking the retail space, where if you provide a product, look around it. See what else is there that you could complement or supplement. And the same thing in services. I mean, if you are a pool service guy, there's other things that you can offer. Who knows that you want to have an additional service to wash the windows near the pool? I mean, you got to step back sometimes and just take a cup of coffee, take an hour, sit back and digest and think about it.
Do you think, Robert, that some people think innovation means some massive, huge aha moment, this big break point that we discover and it turns our world around or saves the... You know, saves the free world. What do we do? You think some people think that, and isn't that a mistake? Isn't innovation the best innovation? Isn't it very incremental?
Oh, absolutely. And the majority of the innovation are what I call line extensions or incremental innovation, and those are all the small steps, and you can get very comfortable and start with those. It'd be great if you have a breakthrough idea, and ideally make it patentable. You know, so you're really protected. But those are far and few between, and they're very hard to get and tough to get through. But if you can already get a mindset of how can I do things differently and better to be more efficient and make more money and do better on my own, that's really the first step. It's a mindset.
Right. Robert, give us your website, please.
The book website is robertsrulesofinnovation.com, and that shows all the imperatives.
Right. Robert Roos of Innovation.com. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Steely Dan bringing us back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Robert F. Brands is our guest. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, a 10-step program for corporate survival, and that's what we've been talking about with Robert. Robert, your website again, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, the website is robertsrulesofinnovation.com, and it has all the definitions of the elements and some tips and good stuff for your audience.
And you're also a Vistage member, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's an organization we're very familiar with. We have had a number of Vistage coordinators, leaders on the show over the years, including the leader of the whole organization before. So we know a lot about Vistage. Robert, let's talk about your rules. And you base it on basically spelling out the word innovation. Inspire, it's all about inspiration, risk, product development, ownership, value, accountability, training, ideas, observe, and get results. That's sort of I'm giving you folks the 10-second tour of his rules. Talk to us about some of these.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts within. Let me first say that the spelling out the word innovation came naturally after we'd figured out what really the key elements are that you need to put in place to successfully innovate and do it in a sustainable way, so you do it over and over. And one of the key things, obviously, is inspiration. I'll do the first and last one real quick. It all starts with you, the leader, the owner, you know, the entrepreneur. You need to set the tone, walk the talk, be involved, engaged, and really push it enthusiastically. And help your folks understand what you want to do and focus on it. The last element, the net result, net reward, of course, it's all about the return on investment, but most importantly, it's all about recognizing the people that are involved within your organization, because that does wonders. A little bit of recognition. It doesn't have to be monetary always, but let them help lead your effort or your initiative, and they'll blossom.
I want to come back to a little something we talked about a little bit in the previous segment, and that's the second I in innovation, in your the way you describe this, and it's called idea management.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I fear that too many small business owners do is they think that all innovation has to come from them, and the truth is most of the really good stuff is going to come from your people if you'll tap into that. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I'll give you a great example. Hollywood Woodworks is a small woodworking operation in Hollywood, Florida, that would make the high-end bars in Ritz-Carlton's. They had an awfully tough time at the beginning of the recession and didn't know what to do. So they surveyed and worked with all their associates. I think it's nearly 400 people. And they asked them, what can we do with the assets that we have? And there, some ideas came back, and they ended up making some church benches for a while, just as a result of some associates saying, how about fulfilling this need? So it's really important to have an open mind as to where all these ideas could come from to grow the business.
Well, one of the things that I've been telling my audience for the last 3 years is, in this era, in this age, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What do you think?
Right, yeah. No, exactly. Think about the process. Think about how can I do this differently, more efficiently, so we can reduce cost and benefit the customer. It's very important, of course, to really listen to the customer, understand what problems are they trying to solve that I'm coming with solutions with.
And if you're not getting innovation ideas, innovation seeds, things that the next direction, part of the next direction of the company is, you know, can go. And if you're not getting that from your people, either one or two things have happened, right, Robert? Either you don't know how to listen, or you don't know how to ask, or you've hired the wrong people. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's all about ownership and accountability elements, you know. But it's, I mean, if you have the right team, they will and create an open forum to really think about it and spend some time on it. You know, buy a box of donuts, sit around the table with a cup of coffee and start thinking, hey, guys, what can we do differently? It's all about creating the environment.
Well, and the other thing is whenever an employee gives you an innovation idea, it's raw material, isn't it? Probably. It's not. It probably isn't the finished product that you'll take to market. But so that's what I mean by listening. You've got to say, okay, what would that, you know, what is that? He's given this to me in yellow, but you know, is that the color we need to take to market? Isn't that kind of the way we have to think about these things?
Yeah, absolutely. It really, an idea that comes to fruition is rarely really the final form that it goes into. So think really very creatively and think about the other ideas that came around it or that are associated that possibly you can combine to be even a bigger winner and be open for that.
I'm looking at your T here, training and coaching. Couldn't you also include in there, in that section, culture? Because don't you? Isn't the way to do this, what you're talking about, is to basically build a culture of innovation in your company?
Yeah, the culture comes first and foremost in the inspire and the I, because that's driven by the entrepreneur and the owner and the president of the company. He needs to create the culture, but it definitely needs to be coached and encouraged.
And people have to feel that if they make a mistake while being innovative, that they will be redeemed too.
Absolutely, that is key. You will not be innovative without some failures.
And when you fail, you have to believe that you're going to be redeemed and not fired.
Tolerance. Be tolerant.
Hey, website quickly, one more time.
Website is robertsrulesofinnovation.com.
Robert, will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to.
We've had a good time today. Thank you for teaching us.
Thank you, Jim.
Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen, Robert's Rules of Innovation, wherever books are sold. Check it out. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.